I don't want them to leave without signing up, because that's really important, especially when it comes to fitness decisions. You gotta strike while the iron is hot for yourself as a person. When you're finally ready to move forward with fitness, you gotta go, or you'll sit on that and you'll like forget all about it. Take an improv class. Seriously. Not because it helps you become a good actor and you're going to win any awards.
But you could.
But okay, you could. But it's about being quick on your feet.
I'm really enjoying this. This is one of my favorite podcasts, because I just get to sit here and watch theater.
Live theater.
Watch theater poolside. Mm.
Hello and welcome to Gym World Worldwide. My name is Mateo Lopez, coming at you live from the Cabana at the W in Austin. Part of the Marriott families, if I'm correct.
Yeah, you're supporting the cause.
John, he would know. And I'm here as always with my co-host, my neighbor, my business partner, John Edward Franklin. Today, we have a very special guest, M. Strassfeld. From Mark Fisher Fitness, a business for unicorns. We're here at the Business for Unicorns retreat. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
You're the first
long-time
guest.
Watcher.
Yeah, we're the Great. First. You're the first guest we've actually ever seen watch the show.
Yes.
And we watched you watch the show. Little did you know you would be on the show following
meta
day. You know,
it's so meta.
From the bottom to the top.
Now we're here.
And we're guessing. So you gave a presentation today on handling sales objections.
Yeah, it was beautiful.
Thank you.
So beautiful. We want to do it one more time. Run it back.
We wanted to hear it again. And you are the all the titles are crazy at Mark's Gym. Are you the general ninja, the sales ninja? What is your official title there?
My MFF title is the director of possibilities.
It's like there's a, you know how people do the Appalachian Trail? They have like a trail name and then their real name. And it's like
I do not know that.
Oh, okay. Well, if you like hike the Appalachian Trail, you have like a trail name, and that becomes like a part of you.
Oh.
So, you know, that's like if you work at Mark Fisher Fitness, that becomes part of your identity.
Absolutely.
And listeners, I hope you're enjoying the sirens, the house music, the wind.
Outside.
We're podcasting al fresco. You know, this isn't the Joe Rogan show. We're allowed to have a little fun.
It's very paleo.
Yeah, so enjoy this natural experience. Kick back, relax, and the wind in your hair, and
In your ears.
In your ears. Yeah. And let's get into it. So you've probably sold, we were trying to do the math before, like a couple $1 million in gym memberships.
When you think about lifetime value, yeah, sure, we could do that. But I did say off camera before, I am living proof that you do not have to be good at math to be in sales.
Well, we think in headlines, so we want the biggest number, the most inflated, the most marketing thing that you could that we could put on a YouTube title. So
we're going to math, yeah, as I call it.
Yeah, that light... That heavy multiplication.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think people who speak to you for the first time wouldn't peg you as like a shrewd salesperson. You know, in the gym world especially, there's like this negative stigma that selling is slimy and you have to be aggressive and pushy to do it. And I thought one of the things that I enjoyed about your presentation today is that you took the same stuff that everybody else does, but you did it in a way that made it feel a lot more like natural and welcoming.
Yeah. I mean, I think there's lots of ways to sell. If being slimy works for you, keep doing it. That's just not my jam. And especially in the fitness world, I feel like we all get into this business to help people, right? That's the whole point. So I try to approach sales conversations like I'm trying to help someone and not trying to sell to them. And that makes me feel better, and I hope it makes them feel better as well.
And you guys sell pretty expensive stuff, right? Like, what is a membership cost at MFF?
I mean, anywhere from $200 every 4 weeks up to closer to $600 every 4 weeks.
Okay, with an average of about what?
Maybe right in the middle, $300.
Okay, so actually not as bad as I thought. I thought it was a little more expensive than that.
But then come work out at MFF.
There you go.
It's a long commute, you know. When you factor in the transportation costs, it gets a little out of my budget.
Fair enough.
That's not a good handle of that objection. You know?
I mean, I hear you. I hear what you're saying. You know, the commute is a serious problem, but we do have online virtual classes.
There it is.
So you can
there,
do that.
Yeah.
The
very
commute
nice,
is perfect
very nice.
From your living room.
So let's get into the framework a little bit, right? Because that's also what I liked about your presentation was that there was a kind of step-by-step kind of formula to follow. And there was some, like, I guess, some consistency too when it came to different objections. Like, you just follow the formula. Here it is. So break it down for us, if you will. What are the three steps for you?
Step number one is just acknowledge and validate. Everybody wants to be seen. Everybody wants to be heard and understood. And the worst thing it can do, especially when someone has a question about what you're selling or an objection to anything for any reason, is just like railroad over that and completely ignore that they have a problem. So start by acknowledging it. I totally see you. I totally hear you. I agree with that. You're a human. So acknowledge and validate. Step one.
So like maybe coach us through like some of these objections. As well, I'll let you finish the framework. You know, I don't. We're only on the first step.
Yeah.
But, you know, maybe you can coach me and Mateo. We can work through some of our. You know, we can improve our objection
maybe
handling.
Maybe have ourselves some more kilo.
Yeah.
We'll role play
to be a few members.
Yeah. Well, you should know. Yeah, you'll know all their objections. So it's great. So step number one, I guess they come up to whatever the objection is. Right. I'm a little nervous or I have to talk to my partner or money, whatever it is. Step number one, it sounds like, yes, I hear what you're saying. It is a big decision, right? You might have to think about it. So acknowledge and step number two.
Step number two is get curious.
Yeah.
Ask them questions. Find out what it's all about for them. Get a little deeper. A lot of the time, the first objection someone gives you isn't actually their real problem. It's money. And people don't want to talk about money right away. That's super uncomfortable. So they might say, I need to think about it, or I need to talk to my person, because they just don't want to lead with money. And if you can keep asking questions and listen to them and listen to their answers, you can find out what it's really all about.
Nice.
So digging deeper, getting curious, continuing to just follow up with more questions.
And then step number three, and then I think we can go through some, and then we can do a live. Yeah. Step number three.
Have a kick-ass offer.
Sweet.
Have a reason to sweeten the deal.
Yeah.
A
sweeten the pot.
Attractive, irresistible, time-sensitive offer.
Right.
What is that acronym again?
Heights.
Okay, Jim Lawrence, listen to this. It's Heights.
Yeah.
Highly attractive, irresistible, time-sensitive offer.
Yeah. That's right.
Wouldn't it be Heights-O?
No.
Isn't that what offer is?
I'm sensitive, period. You know, when you're at the bar with someone and you want them to go home with you tonight,
yes,
it's got to be highly attractive, irresistible, and it's time sensitive. You want to go home tonight.
Yeah.
Limited spots available.
I need to talk to my spouse about this.
Yeah. because you do sell higher ticket or mid-tier ticket. I know even for us when we were in New York, trying to sell personal training for the first time, it was much more expensive than anything we had sold just doing the CrossFit classes. So, price is definitely a big one. So price is a big objection. What are the other objections you run into?
I need to think about it.
I need to think about it.
Sucks. And then, I need to talk to my person. Although, John, you mentioned people say, I didn't bring my wallet.
The guy next to me at the conference today got it twice in 1 week. I didn't make it up. This is a real objection from the front lines.
Hormozy definitely talks about this, and I remember him saying he's the forget my wallet. Like, I never had to try this, thankfully, but he'd be like, oh, well, they have your banking number and your routing number on your bank statement. If you call your bank right now, they'll give it to you over the phone. You can give it to me. We can set up ACH, and the bonus, ACH, I can knock a little bit off because it's less processing fees. So there was that one. The other one, I think nowadays would be like, oh, don't you have Apple Pay?
Right.
Like, it's on your phone. You don't need your wallet. Yeah. Come in on me right now.
That car's worth something, you know?
Yeah.
By the way, your Hormozy impression, spot on.
Oh, I wasn't really trying to, definitely not trying to. No, if I was doing a Hormozy impression, it would just be me telling to eat shrimp for breakfast. That would be my Hormozy impression. Okay, so let's give it a shot then. Hey, this all sounds really great. Like, that sounds really cool. Can I go home to think about it a little bit? Like, I think I just need to think about it.
I totally get that, Theo. And it's important to take a step back and think about it. Like, I like to marinate on shit before I jump into something. For real. That makes sense. Let me ask you this. Is there a 1% chance you want to stick around MFF?
I mean, yeah. I am interested. Yes.
Absolutely. Okay, great. So you like it here. It's just you need some time to think about it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, tell me, what is it that we haven't discussed that you need to think about?
Well, I think I just need to think about it.
Yeah. Okay, great. So here's what I want to do. We talked earlier about...
Yeah, you answered all my questions. Yeah. I just need to think about it.
Yeah, I fucking get that. And we talked earlier about the BAFO offer that I'm making, right?
Yeah.
50% off of your first membership payment.
Yeah, that's
true. But the only way to get that is to sign up today. So
okay.
I want to give you the chance to think about it and get that offer. So let's have you take the first step, get you signed up. But we won't set your membership start date until a week from now.
Right? Okay.
That way you can get the best possible price.
Yeah. I can't even start this week anyway.
That's perfect. Perfect. And you'll still get the chance to think about it.
Okay.
No problem. And then after you think about it, if you're like, no, this isn't the right choice for me, just let me know. You won't get started. You won't pay. It's super easy. Just shoot me a text. I'll take you off the list. But truthfully, I mean, you know, getting started is the right step, right?
Yeah. Okay. That sounds good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Closed.
Done.
All right.
I
so
mean that,
so let's
thank
let's
you.
Break down. So you acknowledge his objection, which
my
is
hesitation.
He needs to think about it. Okay. Of course, it's a big decision. You need to think about it. You hit him with some probing questions. What do you need to think about?
Yeah.
What didn't we discuss here? And then you make sure you cover that. If he would have said something other than "I just need to think about it," you probably would have covered that and backtracked. And then you hit him with the heizo.
Yeah.
All right. So basically, you do payments, but you said you'd take off half on the for the first payment.
Yeah.
And then you would sign him up for a week from today. So you get the credit card information, you'd sign him up, then allow him to cancel within the first week, but you're still essentially making the sale and giving him a back.
Yeah, because a lot of the time, too, people, again, as I said, you want to listen to them, they want to be heard, they want to be understood, and if you just try to convince them that, like, no, you're joining now or it's not happening, that doesn't give them what they needed, what they asked for. They asked for time in this situation. If they want to think about it, I want to give them that gift. I don't want them to leave without signing up because that's really important, especially when it comes to fitness decisions. You got to strike while the iron is hot for yourself as a person when you're finally ready to move forward with fitness. You got to go or you'll sit on that and you'll like forget all about it, you know? So take that chance away from them to go home and think about it and decide they don't want to do it by getting them to sign up. You are going to get people that call you and say, I still don't want to do it. That does happen. But it's so much better for them to leave feeling like they made a successful choice. And it's so much better for you. I said in my presentation, like, maybe is the worst.
Yeah, you need a yes or no.
They
you need a yes,
leave
or
with
no.
a yes or
yeah,
no.
Yeah.
I cannot have somebody leaving with a maybe. It sucks because it's going to be a no.
Yeah.
And then I just end up chasing them for a week and a half, texting them, calling them. They're still on my hot leads, you know, but they're not really. They gave you a no, but it was in the maybe box.
Yeah.
That sucks.
I think if I was doing a better job at pretending to role play, I think a follow-up would have been after I said, I need to think about it. I think you're right. Usually it's like, well, it's just a lot of money and I need to think about it.
Yeah.
That would probably be the more natural, I guess, most common next kind of statement there.
It is, yeah.
So how do we get over the pricing objection?
That's the hardest one.
Well, let's get into that. But one thing I wanted to bring up was the, like, something that came up in Pete Dupuy's talk. If you don't know Pete Dupuy, he's been on the podcast before. He is Eric Cressy's partner. He said you're not necessarily, like, fighting objections because that person is necessarily going to go out and buy from another gym. He said most of the time what you are competing against is indecision. So most people will shop around and then do nothing. And so a lot of times they need that push to actually make a decision that they know is right for them, because it's not like she may lose the sale because Mateo's going to go buy something else. It's just Mateo may shop a bunch of gyms and do nothing, which is what happens most of the time, which is why it's important to handle the objections now. Mateo, you made a great pivot point talking about pricing, because one of the ways you did handle the objection is you offered him a discount on the first payment. And so one of the things that we talk about a lot is we don't recommend discounting. You guys do. Let's talk through it. And then one of the things that you talked about is handling the price objection being the most difficult one for you to handle. And maybe those two things go hand in hand. But talk about is a discount like a blanket thing that you do? Is that like the spiel? Is there more wiggle room on the 50% off the first payment? Like how do you work with people to get that decision over the finish line?
Yeah, I mean, over the years, I have had the opportunity to try out different offers, and I just see what works. You know, marketing, offers, sales, all of it is just testing at the end of the day, and you kind of see what works. And I said in my presentation, I now have settled on a pretty basic offer that I will offer to anybody signing up. It's your sign up bonus offer. But I'll usually hold on to it for the right moment in the conversation. I used to go in guns a-blazing at the beginning of every sales conversation and be like, okay, great, so we're going to have this conversation. Just so you know, it's the sales talk. But also, I'm going to make it as easy as possible for you to stick around. I got some tasty coupons. We'll talk about them. But now I don't often bring that up at the beginning of the conversation because I save it as like a surprise.
Right.
If a person is like fucking gung-ho and they're going to sign up no matter what, I'm like, yeah, we'll get you signed up and surprise, you get this awesome deal. If the person is unsure, has any sort of objection, it's like a great way to have something in your back pocket to offer. So for me, the 50% off that first payment is really helpful, especially because at MFF, we have a 30-day money-back guarantee. So I will very often lead with what I call a best case, worst case as well, of like, look, it's 50% off of your first payment, and we have our 30-day money-back guarantee. So best case scenario is you pay half price for your first 28 days here. You fucking love it, and you find your Forever Fitness home at a good deal for that first payment. Worst case scenario is it doesn't work for you, you don't like it, and I'm going to make you take your money back.
Right.
So you spent $0.
And so it sounds like that's the blanket offer. It's that 50% off the first payment, whether you're
right
gung-ho
now
or not. So that's not like a special backroom deal you gave Teo. That is what you guys are pitching, whether you're ready to buy or not ready.
You're presenting as if it is, though,
correct,
which I think is kind of important.
Well,
now everyone
it
who watches this podcast.
Well, yes.
Now MFF
prospects
is ruined.
Are not,
right?
Yeah.
Damn it.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I think that's essential. Everybody, it's a fair deal. Everybody gets the same deal. It's wrapped up in a specific package, though. You know, if you need time to think about it, you can still set your start date to be a week from now. If you need to talk to your partner, there's still a great deal on the table, and you can still set your start date to be a week from now, so you can go back and talk to your partner, say, I've got this awesome deal, I signed up for it, but I haven't started yet, I still have the chance to discuss it with you. That's a great pivot as well. And then with the price thing, it's definitely more helpful for people who are iffy on the price, you know. And when it comes to the price objection, there's a lot more careful getting curious questions and deeper questions that I like to go into, because for some people it really is that they just can't afford it. And I have to be okay with that. Dear listeners, you have to be okay with that. If someone really genuinely is going to be gym poor by working out with you, don't fucking sign them up. That's not cool. Don't force them into it. But if they're just iffy because they've paid less for something in the past, or they're iffy because they just generally did not know how much it was going to cost to work out somewhere like this and have that sort of accountability and attention that they're going to get from you, then that's different. And that's just more an education for them on what you offer and making sure that you've built value as to how your program is different.
That's what I really liked about your talk was the question you asked. Okay, so is there anything that you're like kind of comparing this to? Like, I guess, is this different than what you expect because this wasn't what you paid your old gym? Or is this, you know, what else are you comparing this to? And getting them to say that allows you then to then re-emphasize the value of your service and why it's going to be different, and hopefully then re-explain, this is why you're paying what you're paying, because you're getting this, you're getting that, you're getting all these cool things. It's not what you had before. And what you had before didn't work. That's why you're here. So hopefully now, does that make a little more sense? And they're like, oh, okay, yeah, I guess so. Yeah, cool.
Yeah, I love that, like, what are we comparing those two thing?
Well, that was the expense thing. So we're getting ahead of ourselves. So we talked about, so it's not like you're working with every prospect to wiggle out a deal to get it signed. You're pitching the same thing every time. And so undoubtedly, you know, selling $600 every 4 week packages, you're getting someone who, like, yeah, maybe they can wiggle a first payment, but like this may be too expensive. So
yeah, you can also downsell, you know, unless someone right out of the gate tells me I'm looking for the 2 times a week classes, I don't often lead with that membership. It's the smallest
right
membership we offer. And if you are only going to work out 2 times a week, it's not going to make a huge impact on, you know, on your fitness and your health goals. So that's also a possibility, especially with something that is a price issue. You can always downsell to a smaller membership, have a great offer. A lot of people do payment plan options, which is super great. If you offer pay in full, offer a payment plan instead, or offer pay in full. Sometimes that's really helpful for people because they come into money now and they're like worried about where they're going to be in 6 months or whatever.
It's not like you're going to give somebody 50% off or 20% discount or anything like that if they hit you with the expensive thing. It is literally the price is the price, but we have this deal, and that's to sweeten the pot, get people moving.
Yeah.
So then why don't we work through like a pricing objection then so we can see how that happens in real time.
Sure. You want to play?
Oh, my turn again?
Yeah.
Okay, sure.
Teo's an actor, so, you know.
I am absolutely not. M's an actor. She has the training.
Yeah,
I don't have the training.
It's an advantage.
Okay, so what am I objecting to? The price? I think I just have to think about it. It's really expensive. Yeah, and so I just, I don't know that I can afford it.
Yeah. Teo, thank you. I appreciate you saying that because it's super uncomfortable to talk about money, and it means a lot that you would be honest with me about it. So it is the price.
Yeah, I think so.
Yes.
Yeah.
So you absolutely want to be here. It's the price.
Yeah, that I'm just a little concerned about it.
Yeah. I get that. So, all right, let me ask you this. What are we comparing the price to?
Well, yeah, I've never spent that much at a gym before. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. That makes sense. I mean, we talked about your specific goals being to look super hot at your sister's wedding.
Yeah, that's
right?
It.
Right? Yeah. So that's new for you. And really putting that expense on the table for yourself is something new.
Yeah.
Yeah. So does it feel scary to spend that kind of money on you?
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot of money, and like I said, I've just never spent that much at a gym. I know it's a little different, but it's just a lot to think about.
Yeah, so you can see the difference. You can see the value of what it would be like to work out here instead of trying it on your own.
Yeah, no, I think this is what I need. I just gotta move a few things around. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, that makes sense. I mean, I would love to be able to help you figure it out because it sounds like it's just about the price and you're absolutely ready to take a step towards being able to wear that awesome outfit to the wedding, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I gotta look hot.
Absolutely. So let's work together to figure this out. We can definitely give you that offer that makes the first payment 50% off. Does that feel like it's a more reasonable price point for you?
Yeah, it's just it's just a lot of money every month. Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense. Okay, great.
Especially if it's going to be like a 6 month program.
Yeah, that's right. Or 12, depending.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So it's the price. It's a little complicated right now for you, and you want to get moving forward. So what does that look like for you?
I don't know. Is it maybe like, do you guys have something where I could come twice a week?
Yeah, we've got a 2 times a week membership.
It's
at a lower price point.
Oh.
That's a great way to start.
Oh.
That way you can start there, and I'm still going to give you the 50% off of the first payment, right? So that first payment's going to be even less.
Okay,
then
great.
You get the chance to be here 2 times a week. That is something to get you started. And I want to make sure that you can get in the extra workouts because we know that 2 times a week isn't going to get you there in the time that you have before the wedding, right? So we've got some online resources that are free. And also, as a member, you have access to our virtual library of classes, too. So it's a little bit different because it's something you got to be doing on your own. It doesn't have that baked-in accountability of a live trainer there to help
you.
But it's a great way to make sure you're still doing more days and not just 2 in the clubhouse.
Okay, great. What's the price for that?
That one is $52 a week instead of the $70.
Great, sign me up.
Yeah,
I'm ready. Awesome. Yeah, cool. I think what I liked about your approach, it was just the like, and I don't know how you teach this, honestly. I really don't, for all your listeners, but like there is an earnestness there and a kind of like, I don't know, a calmness to your approach. Where I think so often, I've seen, especially when I'm training, like you get kind of nervous, right? You kind of get locked up and you're just like, I need to make the sale. And I, you know, for you, it just seems very, there's just like a steady hand, right? And you, like, we're going to figure this out too. I'm holding your hand. We're doing this together. I guess for people who want to learn those kinds of skills, do you have any advice?
Yeah, there? You were born like this, right? You never, you never
out
practiced
out of the womb.
Two
things. One, as I said before, the name of the game is help someone.
Yeah.
So it cannot be to make a sale. That makes me nervous. That makes you nervous.
Right.
An uncomfortable mind does not buy.
Reframing it.
Yeah.
We're helping people.
You're a coach. But but honestly, and again, that means you have to be okay with somebody walking away.
Yeah.
And in an instance where someone actually says to you, no, I cannot afford this. Like, you gave me the out of wanting to downgrade. But like, if you were just like, fucking no, I can't afford this, period. I can't even afford the downgrade. I can't afford it 50% off for the first month. Okay, we have free resources. I am not going to send you out of here with nothing because I care, and that's my purpose, to help you move forward with your fitness. Whether or not it's with us today permanently doesn't matter to me. That's the name of the game for me. That helps. And then the other thing is just practice. Role play. It's just reps, you know. It's doing it over and over again.
The free that's something we didn't do, and it makes a lot of sense. It's almost like a party favor. You're giving them a party favor after the sales consultation, even if they don't sign up, because guess what? Maybe their circumstances will change 6 months from now, and now you're top of mind. You've been following along their online workouts or their PDFs or whatever you have to give them, their nutrition guide or whatever it is you gave them. That's still could be a warm lead, right? That's still someone you could go
Absolutely.
Out to and reach back out to for reactivation later
and
on.
Here's a fun hot tip that I did not get to in my presentation.
Ooh,
so bonus
secret tip.
When someone doesn't sign up and they fucking loved it and it's really, really just the price, I'll say, I hate that you can't work out with us again. I really do, because I know you want to be here and I know it's working for you. So here's what I want to do. I want to give you one more free class that you can bring a friend to. So the two of you can come together. You can work out here one more time at least and bring a buddy and introduce them to MFF.
That's solid. Yeah, that's awesome.
Referral.
Because you're fine. Yeah, you're getting. You can't afford it, but your buddy, I bet they can. So
but
bring
you,
that.
You know, you can
bring you got any rich friends?
Yeah, you can come and work out here again. Bring a pal. It's a good time. You know, the worst thing you do is say no.
And I reckon, I mean, I don't know, you tell me, but I imagine they might end up just selling themselves after they come back for that.
Possibly.
Yeah.
You know, and again, I offer the free resources. I point them in the right direction. And then even cheaper than our in-person class 2 times a week membership, we do have the virtual membership that's like you can just do online classes, which still are live. So that does have that. There's a coach there helping you vibe.
And how important is like having conviction in the thing you sell?
Oh, yeah. Well, I did say this in my presentation today. Like, if you personally think your prices are too high, you fucked. Like, you can't be scared of your prices. You have to be confident that the value of your program is worth it. You have to be confident in what you're doing. And confidence comes with reps, role play, practice with anyone who will practice with you, your spouse, your dog, the people who work with you. Carve out some time every day to just practice every scenario. And it's okay to practice it bit by bit, right? Like a sales conversation from start to finish could take half an hour. You may not have half an hour on a Tuesday afternoon with your team, but you might have 10 minutes. Just practice acknowledging and validating. Acknowledge and validate 3 different types of objection scenarios right in a row. Then next time you guys get together for 10 minutes, just practice the getting curious section. You know, it doesn't have to be the full thing every time.
So you're saying they have to be comfortable with the value that they're charging. They can't convey their budget onto the people they're selling to. And that comes through practice, conviction, and therapy.
And believing in what the fuck you're doing.
Yeah, I'm sure that matters. Because you guys run a very unique gym. You know, it's not I'm sure a lot of people are comparing MFF versus no other gym because there's not a lot of other ones like it, you know. So I'm sure it's a I'm going to work out here or nowhere type of conversation more at your gym than maybe some others. But
no matter where you are, whatever your selling proposition is that's unique, you can grab a hold of it and make sure that you believe in it. You know, we, again, we all get into this to help people. So if you know why you're helping people and what you do that sets you apart to help people and really make sure they can get there, that's the connection.
I want to circle back, just we're kind of jumping around, I know, but you used a word earlier, and I'm just wondering, like, how you came on some of the language, how you came upon some of the language you use. So the marinade was one.
Marinade.
Is that is that just because you're kind of, you're thinking about it? We're going to make it a little less scary. We're going to marinate on it. Yeah, I get it.
Yeah, I just like the word marinade.
Yeah,
I
like it.
Tastes good in the mouth.
Yeah, there you go. It's got to taste good.
It's got to taste good in the mouth. Yeah, I think, again, with the practice, with the role play, you'll find what you like to say over and over again. Mm-hmm. I used the example in my presentation today of, like, when you're at a family event and someone's like, how are you? What are you up to? The first person you talk to, you, like, it's totally organic, and you tell them about your life. The second person who asks you that same exact question within the same 20 minutes of this party, you sort of riff off
you
of what you've
down.
Already said.
Yeah.
Yeah. So for me, I just love the word marinate. And when people say they need to think about it, I'm like, yeah, marinating. That's thinking about it.
Yeah.
Your brain sucking up all the juices and thinking about it, holding on to it for later.
So we did it. We've thought about it. It's been too expensive. The third most common one.
The old ball and chain.
The old ball and chain.
Or sometimes your grandmother who is paying for this.
Yeah.
I think that's more of a New York objection.
Yeah.
I think that's like a,
You have young 20-somethings.
Yeah.
His parents are footing the bill.
Sugar daddy's paying for it. Sugar mama's paying for it.
I need to talk to Zaddy.
Yeah.
So let's do one of those.
You want to play? You putting Tao on the spot again.
Definitely Tao. I'm really enjoying this. This is one of my favorite podcasts because I just get to sit here and watch theater.
Live theater.
Watch theater poolside.
Mm.
Yeah, and it sounds great. I just, I got to go talk to my wife about this. It's a lot of money. So, yeah, just got to clear it. Just got to talk it over with her.
Oh, hell yeah. Supportive partners. Love that. Got to talk to her. I'm also married. My husband would freak out if I just signed up for something without telling
me. Yes, totally. So you understand.
Yeah,
I'm going to go.
I literally got it. What's your wife's name?
Her name is Allie.
Allie. How long have y'all been married?
2 years. Almost three.
When's your anniversary?
I guess August. No, that's coming up.
August? I feel like you should fucking know your anniversary.
No, I'm saying I guess it's not. I thought it was closer than it is, but I guess it's not. It's not that far away, right? August?
All right.
But it's August.
Sure. So
yeah.
Two and some change.
Yeah, two and some change.
Two and some
change.
And does Allie know you're here right now? Like, have you talked to Allie about wanting to get started with fitness?
I don't tell her anywhere I go. I keep it totally secret. Yeah, I told her I was coming. Yeah, I told her I was coming to check it out.
Have you been talking with Allie for a while about, like,
how fat I am?
Needing to, you know, get some exercise and feeling good about yourself?
Oh, wow. Yeah. You'll get tears?
Yeah. I've been talking about how I'm trying to lean out a little bit. Yeah.
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 She knows. She's aware.
She's aware. Okay, great. And is she the type of person who's going to be, like, stoked for you when you take the leap and actually move
she
the
She hates it when I'm happy.
Yeah. Talking about it? Yeah, I believe that.
No.
Yeah.
Whatever you just said, yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
She'll be thrilled for you.
She'll be excited. Yeah.
Okay,
you're right.
Great. So here's a suggestion.
She's a loving wife.
Let's see how this feels. Why don't we go ahead and get you signed up, but we'll set your start date to be a week from now.
Okay.
Right? That way you can get the 50% off the first month.
Yeah,
and,
right.
Like, it's a great deal monetarily, and you can still talk to Allie about it. That way you haven't just, like, made the decision without talking to her about it. Plus, when you come to her, you get that vibe of, like, I've actually made the choice. I'm moving forward. Aren't you so proud of me? It's sort of like the double whammy of that.
I'm bringing home the bacon of my success that I'm transforming and taking a leap.
Does that feel good?
Does anyone notice, like, it's the same play, right? It is the same play. We're just going to push it out to Monday. We're going to push it out till Monday so you can think about it, so you can figure out if you have to move money around, so you can figure out, you can ruminate on it, so you can ask your partner. It's the same play, but she's still getting the credit card. She's still putting in the membership start date. We're just pushing it out a few days so that we can really get past that objection.
Yeah, and also it's the opportunity to give them what they're asking for.
Right.
Again, it's so frustrating when someone is like, well, this is my objection. And you're like, no, that's not your objection. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to ignore your objection. And it's like, no, man, you just fucking told me you need to talk to your wife. I respect that. Yeah. I would be fuming if my partner spent a bunch of money and just was like, haha, we've got a fucking kid to pay for. Rude. But if you were able to get started and have that feeling of like, yes, I made a choice for me and I can still talk to my person about it and be like, I didn't just completely forget about your opinion on the matter, and this is our money, and I do want to talk to you about it. And by the way, I got a great deal because I signed up today.
Yeah, don't worry.
I didn't actually start yet, so you know, we can talk about this.
Another one from Hormozy that I remember from back in the day was like, sure, what do you think they're going to say? You think they're going to say no? Like, they're not going to say no. Oh, okay, great. So then what's the problem here?
Yeah.
And then what do you think? Your spouse wants you to be a piece of shit?
Yeah.
You think Allie wants to be married to a piece of shit?
What happens if they say no? I'm not gonna say no. Okay, great, cool.
She likes you thick. She doesn't want you working out.
Or if they're gonna say no, I can't do the program. I can't remember what the workaround is for that one. But so great. Go talk to her. We're just gonna still sign you up right now, but you can still go talk to her. I think that's beautiful. Yeah, we did spouse. We did think about it. We did money.
Timing would be the fourth major one.
Yeah. So I need to sign up. Like, now it's not a good time. I have to sign up in the summer versus January.
Or I'm about to go away.
Yeah, like the Hamptons.
Which definitely happens more in New York or metro areas.
Taylor has a house in the Hamptons that he goes to in the summertime.
So just so everyone's clear, I don't
have
it.
He has a house in the Hamptons that he goes to.
I just have in-laws. Everyone has in-laws.
That happened to be in the Hamptons with a house.
I have them too. It's not my house.
Well, then, yeah. I mean, I totally get that. And we'll just set your start date to be when you come back so that you can secure the offer. The only way to secure the offer is by signing up.
Oh, that was my point. That was
today.
The thing. Okay, sorry. Time sensitive. The offer, the 50% off, that was what I was trying to say from before. That is also the kicker there, right? That's what clinches it, is that I can't give you this half off your first payment unless we get that credit card in today.
Yes.
And will you guys hold true to that?
Yeah.
Like, if someone leaves you, they're paying full price when they come back?
Yes.
Boom.
Gotta be a man of your word.
There you go.
All right, what other tips do you have for these just gym owners out there in the wild?
I would say be confident. And the way to be confident is to practice. Just practice, practice, practice. Don't be shy about practicing. The longer you go without doing this sort of role play thing, the dustier it gets, you know, and that's the harder it is to do it. Honestly, putting this presentation together was really fun for me because I was able to put it on paper and be like, oh shit, I need to practice. I'm literally like, I've sent emails to team members being like, hey, can I schedule this time with you again, this time with you? And it's great. It's not only great for you as a business owner, as a gym owner, to be practicing this, but to have it done with your team. Like when your team, if you have people who work for you, see that you're putting in the reps, that you're doing it, and you're asking them to help you, like, that's great. That's great leadership, right? That trickles down. It shows your team that you are always working on yourself and wanting to get better, and that is inspiring as fuck.
Mic drop. Boom.
Emily, this is beautiful. Is now the time you want to tell everybody you are quitting MFF to start a high-ticket sales program?
No, I love MFF. I like genuinely love my boss, love the job.
You literally talk like Mark. You have the same mannerisms I noticed on stage. Like, you've been in enough.
I'm Mark in a wig.
Yeah, so I see that.
Or is or is Mark you in a different
out of
wig.
A wig? So the question is, where do people go to
find me?
Yeah, because it took me a while to get in to get past the Instagram block, you know.
I am Emily at markfisherfitness.com. I love helping people. I am I don't want to say self-taught, but taught by accumulating books and podcasts and online courses and things. I did not have a sales background before working at MFF, and I didn't have that many people to reach out to help me, and so I fucking love helping people. Please email me and I will help you.
Take an improv class.
Oh, that's the other thing. Oh my God, that's my biggest tip. Take an improv class. Seriously. Not because it helps you become a good actor and you're going to win any awards.
But you could.
But okay, you could. But it's about being quick on your feet and listening. Yeah, yeah, you have to listen to what the other person is saying. You have to be in the moment. You can't be thinking about, oh, what am I going to say next? That's funny. You have to hear what the other person is saying. And that really helps in conversation. It will help in your personal relationships, and it will definitely help in sales.
So there you have it, friends. Take an improv class. Cut that first payment. Get the credit card in the system. And give them an out anyway. If you got some value here, I recommend using Kilo. It's a gym management software.
It is.
Company. Gets you leads.
Yeah.
It's a nice, flashy website.
Yeah.
It's conversion optimized. Ranks really well on the Googles.
Yeah.
Because this isn't free. This isn't free. You know, it costs money to do these things and put them out there. And supporting Kilo is how we can bring you hot sales tips from millionaire gym sales sharks. You don't get this shit anywhere else.
No.
Am I a sales shark?
Yeah.
I'm a sales koala
ninja.
Bear.
Yeah, yeah.
the sales koala. You're in the pouch
koala.
Of the sales koala. This is the only place you can get stuff like
the
that.
The koala of possibilities.
So use Kilo. And when we come to events like this, people tell us they watch the show. And if you watch the show, you should tell us, not at events too. You should tell us. It makes us feel really good.
Yeah,
it's not every day that you're sitting at a pool and you're watching a podcast and the two people hosting the podcast walk past
boom.
You.
Yeah. And
could be you.
That's what happened.
We love hearing from you guys. So reach out. If you enjoyed this, tell us. And tell Emily. Tell Emily, too. And we'll have her back on. All right. We have to go to dinner. Hope you enjoyed.
Well, it's literally, we're losing all the light.
Yeah.
Love you all. Goodbye.
XO, like, subscribe, do the things. Bye-bye.